He told that story a lot, as I've said, and one night when he came to my house for dinner, he told it to my wife and my wife's sister. My wife invited Holly, who had been divorced almost 2 years, so the boys and the girls would balance up. I'm sure that's all it was, because Rosalind never liked L.T. DeWitt. Most people do. Most people take to him like hands take to warm water, but Rosalind has never been most people. She didn't like the story of the note on the fridge or the pets either. I could tell she didn't, although she chuckled in the right places. Holly? Shit, I don't know. I've never been able to tell what that girl's thinking. Mostly just sits there with her hands in her lap, smiling like Mona Lisa. It was my fault that time, though, and I admit it. LT didn't want to tell it, but I kind of egged him on because it was so quiet around the dinner table, just the click of silverware and the clink of glasses, and I could almost feel my wife disliking LT. It seemed to be coming off her in waves. And if LT had been able to feel that little Jack Russell Terrier disliking him, he probably would be able to feel my wife doing the same. That's what I figured anyhow. So he told it, mostly to please me, I suppose, and he rolled his eyeballs in all the right places as if saying, gosh, she fooled me right good and proper, didn't she? And my wife chuckled here and there. She sounded as phony to me as Monopoly money looks, and Holly smiled her little Mona Lisa smile with her eyes downcast. Otherwise, the dinner went off all right, and when it was over, LT told Rosalind that he thanked her for a sportin' fine meal, whatever that is, and she told him to come any time. She and I like to see his face in the place. That was a lie on her part, but I doubt there was ever a dinner party in the history of the world where a few lies weren't told. So it went off all right, at least until I was driving him home. LT started to talk about how it would be a year Lulu Bell had been gone in just another week or so, their fourth anniversary, which is flowers if you're old-fashioned and electrical appliances if you're newfangled. Then he said is how Lulu Bell's mother, at whose house Lulu Bell had never shown up, was going to put up a marker with Lulu Bell's name on it at the local cemetery. Mrs. Sims says we have to consider her as one dead, LT said, and then he began to bawl. I was so shocked, I nearly ran off the goddamn road.